Hello and welcome back to the Young Hollywood Podcast. I am your host, Michael Gomez, and in this episode, I'm going to share with you guys just how much I've been missing filmmaking. So if that's something that interests you, as always, sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode. Thank you. Alright guys, hello and welcome back to the podcast, episode 40. That's right guys, we made it to 40. It's the start of a new month. Let's get this started. Alright guys, so where do I begin? I just wanted to start this episode off by saying that I miss making movies. I'm just gonna put it out there. I miss making movies. More specifically, I just miss making content in general. I've tried so hard many times to just sit down at my desk and just start writing stuff, but I've honestly found it pretty difficult to come up with any stories. I'm not gonna lie, it's been a bit of a challenge. But as I mentioned in the previous episode, I do have some things lined up, and I want to try and just get a script finished, like, from start to finish. If I told you guys how many scripts I actually have versus how many I actually have done, the ratio would be all out of whack. For the most part, I think I've only finished maybe, like, 2 to 3 scripts. In the past like 4 years, and most of them, I think all but one, were all due to rewrites. So I mean, I haven't really taken a story and fleshed it out 100%. So with this project that I'm thinking of working on with a friend, I'm hoping that I can get this script written, flesh it out, trim all the shit I don't need, and then just go out and try and make the best film possible. Now, as I've learned from previous experiences, it's not always going to be exactly what I envisioned in my head, but I'm going to try as best I can to get it as close to the vision as I possibly can. And you guys, if you guys have been with me long enough, you guys know that the biggest battle in this whole filmmaking journey is just the simple task of picking up the camera and hitting record. And I know that this is nowhere else more evident than the Director's Log series, which I don't know if you guys have looked, but on my YouTube channel, I stopped at 9. And when I originally intended to keep going to the point where by the time I finished, right after my 20th birthday, I would have made 82 of those Director's Logs. Now I'm a little off, and I don't know if there's a way for me to make up for lost time. So I'm in the process of thinking, well, what do I do? Do I try and catch up for lost time? Or do I just make a director's log whenever something interesting is going on? And to be honest, I'm kind of leaning on the latter of it. So honestly, I'm really just seeing myself just doing the director's log whenever something big or important is going on, because if you guys watch those 9 videos, I mean, not a whole lot happens. It's really just me sitting in my room talking. And I'm not really doing much, and there's not really much I can really do. Or maybe there is, but I'm just not thinking hard enough, or I'm not being creative enough. And it's just really hard to make sitting in a room and talking to somebody, or talking to a camera, essentially entertaining and hold people's attention for however long the video may be. And because of that, my channel is suffering. And I don't want my channel to suffer. I want it to grow. I've seen plenty of channels grow. Hell, I'm even seeing a good friend of mine, Caden, Enhanced Fox. His channel is growing. As I look right now, he has currently got like 60-something subscribers. And while he hasn't uploaded a video in a while, he has a video that is still consistently on a daily basis attracting more viewers and getting him more subscribers, because he did something in the algorithm that triggered it, and because of that, he's been able to continue to grow an audience while he's on hiatus. And that's great. I wish I could have that ability, but it's a little different. See, I feel like with film, I have to work a lot harder, and I've already said this before, with film has to be a lot more carefully thought out. You have to write your script, you have to plan your locations, you have to find your actors, your props, your costumes, what have you, what dates and times work best for people to film. And because of that, it's a very time-consuming process. It's not like gaming videos where you can play a game for 2-3 hours and then take that footage and pump it out for 2-3 videos worth of content. No. Or at least the way I see it, or the way I tackle it, is I tackle film at a very serious level. And while I am still at a very amateur level in terms of filmmaking, I mean, again, I only really have 2 films under my belt. So with that, I have to kind of realize that while I am treating it in such a mature aspect, which is good, I have to understand that I'm not a professional at this. I'm not good. I need to learn to just deal with the fact that I can't make everything in my projects perfect. And that's a really difficult pill for me to swallow, not just in film, but in life in general, because I find myself to be a tiny bit of a perfectionist. Not to mention lazy. I'm the most lazy perfectionist you will ever meet. So with that being said, I really need to try my best and really take initiative, as it is very hard and just hard for me to just settle for a little less. It has to be my way or the highway, which I'm definitely working on, because I've definitely come to know that's not my best quality, and I'm certainly not proud of it. It's really, I don't know. That's something I need to work on. But what I do need to realize is that regardless of whether it's good or bad, I did make something, and not everybody gets the chance, nor does everybody have the passion or the drive to make the stuff that I'm making. And I know that I'm just a tiny fish in a big pond, which in turn is a part of a lake or ocean, whatever your analogy is. So I picture YouTube as this big, this big lake, whatever you have. And then in that lake, you got all these YouTubers, and then you got these little pockets where there's a bunch of different subgenres. You got your gamers, you got your makeup tutorials, you got your vlogs, you got your life hacks, and then you got mine, which is film. And film, just like any other thing you're trying to do on YouTube, you're going up against a lot of people who are trying to do the same thing, and you really need to find a way to make yourself stand out. And that's ultimately just been the biggest part, was because even though I only have 2 films in, I'm still trying to find my trademarks, my style, something to make me stand out. And I hope I can find it along the way. I mean, I have a feeling in my heart that I probably will. It'll just have to happen a little later than I'd like. So other than that, that's really all that's been on my mind. As you guys know, I'm really the most consistent with this podcast, as I do find it a lot more simpler than film, as really this is just me turning on my computer and my microphone, talking in the microphone, trimming, editing audio for just a little bit, and uploading it to Anchor. Everything's all said and done, and it just does everything else for me. I just have to record. With that being said, I need to be putting more effort into the films. I need to be putting more effort in the YouTube channel, or else my already small dying channel is gonna die a horrible and painful death. Alright, anyway, the moral of the story is I miss making movies, and I just miss making content in general and just sharing things with people. I really feel like I've been kind of stagnant with that, and really the only thing I've ever been really consistent on for the past, I want to say, few months has really been this podcast. I mean, I've been doing the director's log for a little bit, and then I eventually got tired of it just because I did not have the will to pick up the camera, because I didn't think I had anything worth filming. And because of that, my last upload hasn't happened since, I believe, February, so we're coming up on almost a month, because I believe the last video that I uploaded was on the 8th, I believe. Let me double check real quick, because I think it was the 8th, because I remember in that video I was talking about the Super Bowl, so I know that it was definitely early February. We'll have to look. As you guys can tell, Yes, it was February 8th, 2021 was my last upload to the director's log, as well as the last upload to my channel. And now it's March 5th, and we're almost coming up on a whole month since I've made any new content. So we definitely need to get a move on that, and in these next couple weeks, I plan to do so. Alright guys, well that is about it for this week's episode. As always, I hope you guys enjoyed. A little bit on the shorter side, but that's really all I had to talk about this time around. It's just, yeah, I really just miss telling stories and sharing content with you guys. And hopefully, within the next couple weeks, we can get something going and potentially revive the channel. I have been debating on whether to make video forms of this podcast to upload to the channel. I haven't really put much thought into it. Maybe I'll look into that more this week and just sort of flesh it out, see where it goes. As always, thank you guys so much for listening. It means the world to me. I appreciate each and every single one of you who take your time out of your day to listen to what I have to say. As always, you can like and share this podcast with a friend. You can listen to it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you choose to listen. Please feel free to tune in next week. That episode will be going up on the 14th, so March 14th, 2021. I will be back for episode 41 to talk about how it's been 1 year of COVID and just how much this year has changed, not just my life, but everyone else in my life and the world at large, and whether or not we're ever going to see this thing go away potentially. I have no idea whether it's just going to be me talking in this episode or whether I'm going to have some guests on. I was thinking of having Josh and Caden on board. We'll just have to wait and see. But yeah, that's about it. As always, thank you guys so much for listening. And as always, take care.